So we'll run south.
Earl McNabb is a project engineer with the Salcha Delta Soil and Water Conservation District, and he's talking with a pilot and crew of an Army helicopter that'll fly him and a few others on an aerial survey of Jarvis Creek and its watershed, located in the uplands just south of Fort Greeley.
Let's go all the way up to the glacier and just do kind of a loop, and we can see the whole watershed all the way down.
Sure.
McNabb and a few others in the terminal at Fort Greeley's Allen Army Airfield were preparing for a recent flight up into the watershed and around the Jarvis Glacier at the top of the canyon in the eastern Alaska range. Matt Sproul is chief planner for Fort Wainwright's Environmental Division, and he said the biweekly flights are part of a program to monitor formation of off ice, a type of layered ice that forms from successive surface water flows in sub-freezing temperatures.
So it's an area that essentially creates a ice dam on the river due to various geologic formations in that area, and has a tendency to overflow outside of the stream bank.
Sproul says the Army and Soil and Water Conservation District and other agencies have been surveying the watershed for years, especially during the spring, to see if the melt-off swollen Jarvis Creek has jumped its banks. That's happened in previous years, and it's led to flooding in some training areas around Greeley, especially the so-called Battle Area Complex, or BACS, which, like all ranges around the installation, are operated by Fort Wainwright.
And we relay that information to Army leaders to understand what's going on downrange, what hazards potentially exist, if the training area is open and can be utilized by the troops.
But McNabb says the flooding is unlikely this year because off ice in the upper watershed doesn't appear to be causing any significant overflow.
We've had a lot of warm weather and we've had a lot of wind, which speeds the evaporation process. So the snowpack, instead of all turning into accumulated runoff, a lot of it's just evaporating and leaving.
Jeff Durham is the local Soil and Water Conservation District Program Director, and he says the off-ice monitoring began a few years after the BACS was built to determine whether the ice is accumulating and likely to cause flooding at the range or other areas downslope.
They are a huge landowner in our community. What they do in managing their land has a direct impact on all of us. They care about that.
Durham says the monitoring program helps Army officials understand more about the watershed. He says it's provided data that, among other things, suggests development of the BACS and other facilities has not increased the risk of flooding around the installation, nor in the nearby town of Delta Junction.
The concern for the city has always been, what is the Army doing to either exacerbate or lessen that?
McNabb agrees that the BACS generally does not increase the risk of flooding in Delta, but others, including longtime City Council member Lou Heinbockel, disagree.
We have tried for years as a community to get a handle on that overflow situation.
Heinbockel says Fort Wainwright or the Soil and Water Conservation District should share data from the monitoring. He says neither agencies told city officials about the program.
No, not a word. To my knowledge, we haven't got a word.
In response, a Fort Wainwright spokesperson said Thursday that Army officials hope to brief the city council during its meeting on Tuesday. At Fort Greeley, I'm Tim Ellis.